Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into the nitty-gritty of online safety for families.
Yeah, it moves so fast.
Exactly. We're using a recent online safety newsletter, packed with the latest info.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission, to pull out the key stuff on new rules, AI's impact, popular platforms, basically everything you need to feel, well, more confident navigating all this.
Okay, let's jump in. The Online Safety Act 2023 is a really big piece of legislation here in the UK.
Right.
It's designed to protect everyone online, children and adults. And Ofcom, that's the UK's regulator, they're the ones making sure companies actually follow these rules.
So Ofcom's got teeth now.
Yeah.
But practically speaking, how will families, feel this? Is it just about companies getting fined or?
Well, it should mean clearer, more enforceable protections. Take the children codes of practice they kicked in July 2025.
Okay.
They specifically require things like enforcing age limits, actively protecting kids from harmful content, and they even call out things like self-harm and eating disorder content.
That's specific.
Very. And making it easy for anyone to report harmful stuff they see. Plus, yeah, Ofcom can issue pretty hefty fines, which definitely gets companies' attention.
Right. Okay. So the law is trying to catch up, but tech, like AI.
Yeah.
Wow. It's moving even faster, isn't it? Creating totally new challenges.
Absolutely.
I mean, we use AI all the time, often without even thinking those summaries and search results. Alexa, Siri, chatbots like ChatGPT. They can be helpful, right? For homework help, getting info.
Definitely opportunities there. AI can be a great tool for learning, for finding suggestions.
But there's always a but. Where do the risks come in, especially for families? This is where it gets complicated.
It really does. First off, misinformation. AI can sound convincing but be completely wrong or misleading. Kids need, well, everyone needs critical thinking skills more than ever.
Yeah.
Then there's privacy. You really, really need to read those privacy policies before diving into AI tools. And worryingly, a lot of these AI chat apps, they're rated 17 plus?
17.
Yeah.
So definitely not for younger kids.
Exactly. And then there are some, frankly, quite scary developments. AI tools that can digitally alter images, like removing clothes from photos. Serious safeguarding concerns there.
Wow, okay.
And deep fakes, those super realistic fake videos, they can spread lies or cause real harm. It's a lot.
So what can parents actually do? It feels a bit overwhelming.
It can, but there are practical steps. Always check age ratings on apps and sites. Really focus on building digital literacy. Talk about AI risks. Teach kids how to check if online info is true.
Mm.
Use parental controls. They're there for a reason. And maybe most importantly, keep talking. Open communication with your kids about what they're doing online is just vital.
You're good. That makes sense. Let's shift to specific platforms. CoverStar. It's pitched as a safe TikTok alternative. Posting, comments, live streams.
Sounds good on the surface.
Yeah.
But the details matter. No private messaging, true, but public comments are still interaction.
Right.
You need parental consent for under 13s. And watch out for in-app purchases. They go from about a pound up to nearly 60 pounds.
60 pounds. Wow.
Yeah. Bark, the monitoring service, they rate it 10 plus. Key takeaway, teach kids the reporting tools. Always.
Got it. And Roblox, huge platform. We looked at one game, Grow a Garden, labeled minimal maturity, some mild violence maybe. Roblox itself says it's for everyone.
And that's just one game, right? The wider Roblox platform. Well, strangers can interact in chat. There are tons of in-game purchase pressures.
Yeah.
And screen time can easily get out of hand.
Yeah, I hear that.
And so much content is user-generated. That means not every game will be suitable, even if the platform says for everyone. So again, monitor, teach reporting, use parental controls. It's kind of the same toolkit.
Okay, good reminders. And quickly, other resources. ChildNet has a quiz.
Yeah, for 9 to 13-year-olds, focuses on online scams, gives some good practical tips, useful stuff.
And online grooming, important mention.
Absolutely vital. It's when someone builds trust with a child online specifically to exploit or harm them. Teaching kids red flags is crucial. ChildLine has excellent resources on this for recognizing signs and getting support.
It's just so clear, isn't it? The digital world is constantly shifting.
Yeah.
Staying informed isn't just nice to have. It's essential.
It really is. And what's truly fascinating, I think, is seeing this constant push and pull. You've got these big new laws like the Online Safety Act. Then you have AI just exploding with new capabilities, both good and bad. And all the while, platforms kids use are changing daily.
Yeah.
It makes you think, doesn't it? It raises a question, maybe for you listening. As parents, as guardians, how do we move beyond just reacting? How can we try to actually anticipate these shifts and adapt how we protect and guide kids as this online world keeps transforming? Something to ponder.